From Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, February 4th. Coming up, we'll hear what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker is sticking with the pension plan he proposed 2 years ago. Capital News Illinois reports Pritzker wants lawmakers to pass a pension reform bill that would fully fund pensions by 2048. The plan would also require certain surplus revenue to be directed to pensions. Pritzker introduced the plan during his 2024 budget address, but it has not moved forward in the legislature. A coalition of labor unions said the plan ignores recruitment and retention problems for state employees hired after 2010. The Chicago woman who Border Patrol agents shot five times last October called the incident an attempted execution in a public forum yesterday. Capital News Illinois reports schoolteacher Marimar Martinez testified at a public forum on the use of force by immigration agents in Washington, D.C. Court documents state that Martinez's vehicle collided with the federal agents, although it is undetermined which vehicle initiated the collision. The Department of Homeland Security quickly spun the incident as an ambush on federal agents, and Martinez was charged with assault. A judge later dismissed that charge. Panelists and members of Congress called for immigration enforcement reform and civil liability of federal agents. The groundhog is predicting six more weeks of winter, and so is Illinois' climatologist. Trent Ford with the Illinois State Water Survey says we can generally expect below normal temperatures for the rest of winter.
You know, it'll feel like an early start to spring next week, that second full week of February. But it does look like better chances of colder air moving back in the latter half of February. So, you know, don't plant your peppers yet.
Much of central and southern Illinois is in a severe to extreme drought. A controversial pro-ICE Instagram post by the Illini Republicans has prompted backlash on the University of Illinois campus. The post featured a graphic depicting a federal agent shooting Alex Preti. The group took down the graphic Sunday but kept the larger post. IPM Student Newsroom's Juliana Means and Adeline Moy got reactions from students on campus.
U of I sophomore Robin Stevens says she felt disgusted when she saw the group's post.
The end image, where it's the image of an ICE officer holding a gun to a citizen or a person, a living, breathing person, and being like, we support that, that really got me good.
Junior Jack Hooker says it's disappointing to see his fellow students support ICE agents and promote content like this post.
It's advocating violence against civilians, children, nonviolent people who are just trying to live their lives. So I would say they should not really be allowed to post to advocate for that sort of violence.
Freshman Jackson Ward called the post insensitive, but says it's tough to make a call on whether the group should be allowed to post content like that.
You know, I feel like they should post because, like, they should be able to post whatever they want because it's what they believe, but then also it can be tough because, you know, violence could be provoked and bad things can happen from it, so.
Online, the post received over 1,500 comments, mostly critical of the content. President of the Illini Republicans, Finlay McIntosh, said in a statement that the group's political expression is protected at a public university.
U of I spokesperson Patrick Wade said in a statement that since student groups are independent from the university, they can't be disciplined for their content. But the post has been reported to the Title IX office. I'm Juliana Means.
And I'm Adeline Moy, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is next, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with a high of 26 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 10 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 28 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 22 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 40 degrees with a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, we continue our conversations with candidates for the United States Senate. Republican Casey Hlebek works in real estate. If you have questions, leave a voicemail. 217-300-2121 is the number. That's 217-300-2121. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
Public Media News. I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, February 5th, the CU Folk and Roots Festival Winter Weekend kicks off. Adeline, tell me about it.
During the three-day celebration, the Rose Bowl Tavern brings in a wide variety of bluegrass, mariachi, blues, country, Zimbabwe, Afrobeat, jamgrass, and includes music from the band Still Shine.
It's a dance and sing a song. Well, crickets keep in time. Front porch picking at the old log cabin.
All events are no cover and are running 5 to 10 p.m. each of those evenings. You can find out more information on their website.
And on Thursday, February 5th, Head Over Heels opens at the Station Theater in Urbana at 7:30 p.m. This is a musical featuring songs by the Go-Go's. This musical runs through February 22nd. Visit the Station Theater website for more information. And on Friday, February 6th, Low Cash is performing at the City Center in Champaign. Doors are at 6. The show is at 7. Enjoy feel-good country music with this platinum-selling duo. Visit the City Center's website for more information.
And on Saturday, February 7th, it is National Ice Cream for Breakfast Day.
That sounds like the best day ever.
I know. And running from 10 a.m. to noon, you can go to the Martin Center in Champaign, where kids of all ages can have a sweet start to their day by making their own refreshing ice cream. No registration is needed. Kimberly, what is your favorite type of ice cream?
My very specific favorite type of ice cream is called Chocolate Therapy by Ben and Jerry's. I love chocolate. My grandmother used to have, we would have milkshakes for breakfast. It happened. Oh. I love ice cream. What's yours?
I would have to say butter pecan.
That was also one of my grandma's favorites. It's delicious. Butter pecan plus very dark chocolate ice cream is a perfect combination.
Well, we should head over to the Martin Center on February 7th so we can make that combination.
And on Saturday, February 7th, there is a birthday bash at PetSmart for your pet's February birthday. Celebrate with toys, treats, complimentary bandanas with a yummy cologne and a photo op. This event is free and at PetSmart from 2 to 4 p.m.
And that same day, happening at both 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at Parkland College, That's What She Said, Champaign Urbana. Hear extraordinary stories from women at Champaign Urbana's 11th She Said show. You can find out more information at shesaidproject.com.
And on Saturday the 7th, it's Illinois Soul's second anniversary celebration at 7:30 p.m. at the Tryon Festival Theater at Cranert in Urbana. Celebrate 2 years of amplifying Black voices and culture from 101.1 FM Illinois Soul. You can visit CranertCenter.com for more information, including a performance by Mesa.
And on Sunday, February 8th, if you're in the mood for some Fighting Illini women's basketball, you can head over to the State Farm Center at noon. There's a game. We're celebrating National Girls and Women's in Sports. And you can find out more information at fightingillini.com.
Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a few notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who's included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change. And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Will Bauer, Eric Stock, Capital News Illinois, Juliana Means, Adeline Moy, and myself. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.